Probably all of you, and even the adult, probably watched seen that movie Kung Fu Panda. Have you seen Kung Fu Panda? Yeah, Kung Fu Panda is awesome. I just watched it again last Thursday. And there was one saying there in that movie that's really caught my attention. And that saying is this, from Shifu, right? Shifu? This is what he said. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery. Oh, you know what? Let's read it together. Where do you go? Yesterday, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That is why it's called the present. It's a gift. It's a gift. Today, this very moment that we can gather together in this very room, is a gift from God. It's a gift from God. And the Bible says it so clearly. This is the day the Lord had made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want you to look at this. This is the day. I underline that. This is the day that the Lord had made. That the Lord has made. You know, God did not say something about yesterday. It's the day. Was the day. No. The Bible doesn't say yesterday, and the Bible doesn't say tomorrow. The Bible says today, this day, this very day is the day. It's the gift. It's a presence from God for all of us. So our attitude should be what? Those two underlines word. We should be rejoiceful and we should be glad that we have more time. You know, if I give Patrick one more minute, probably he would be so glad and he would be rejoiceful with that gift. We all need the gift of time. And the blessing of God comes through this day, today. And our attitude have to be a reflective on those two words, rejoiceful and be glad. You know, Henry Nouwen, he was a Catholic priest. He died a long time ago, but he's inspired me a lot with his teaching. And he said this, a lot of people do not live in the present time. A lot of people live in the I should have. They live in the past. They live in regret. They say, man, I should have done that. I should have bought the stocks. Oh, I should have sold my house earlier so that I can get a lot of money. Oh, I could have done this, but why didn't I do that, you know? I should have eaten more candies while I could. Now I had no teeth. Kidding. A lot of people live in the past. The same problem came when people also live in what ifs. People who lives in what ifs is a people who lives in the future with the worry of upcoming future. It doesn't happen yet. It hasn't happened. But they already worry about it. What if tomorrow is the end of day? What if I die tomorrow? What if in 20 years I'm going to go bald? I'm going to look awesome, right? Like Professor X. What if? What if my children don't have money? What if Chloe? On and on. A lot of things that we worry. And we forget that we should live in the present moment. And that's what God wants us to do. We should live in the present moment. And I want to go back here. You know, this is the day the Lord... Let's read it together. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We just passed Christmas, right? But it's still, the ambient is still Christmassy. We still have a Christmas tree. We still have all this Christmas decoration. But I think this is the last Sunday you will experience the Christmas ambiance. Next week is going to be all different because next week is a new year. One thing that I loved the most when I was a child was the presents underneath the Christmas tree. All of you love presents. And what is the attitude every time you see a present? So I have my daughter Fiola, you know. Fiola loves presents. And every time she look at the Christmas tree, underneath Christmas tree, she always pick one up and, oh, it's heavy. Oh no, it's light. What is it? Oh, I know, it's a book. Oh, it's jiggling. Oh, I know, it's a doll or something. You know, you trying to, with all the excitement, with this wrapped gift, you just want to know what's inside it. And our attitude is just have to be like that. We're just so glad. We're excited about the gift of God. And we just want to open it. We just want to unwrap it. You know what, God? Yes, thank you so much. This is the gift. You give me this gift, God? Yes. I'm just going to unwrap it. Oh, I want to see what's inside it. And the gift of God is today. Cool, huh? Today is a gift from God. And we just have to be, yes, Lord. It's not just another day. It's a special day. Our attitude every time we wake up in the morning have to just reflect that excitement of the Christmas gift that is prepared for all of you. You have to welcome. You have to greet the day. Yes, Lord, this is the day that you have made for me. And I want to do anything possible. I want to do my best to greet, to love others, to share my love to others, to help others in need, and to work harder, to study harder, to obey my parents. I want to do everything possible for your glory because today is created for me. The fact that we all still live in this very moment because God still willing to give us that special gift of time, of today. So, the Bible also say, read it together, give us today our daily bread. The Bible said, and this is the word from Jesus. Jesus taught his disciples how to pray, Lord's Prayer. Give us today. Jesus did not say, give me tomorrow. Give me today our daily bread. Another one, let's read it. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Jesus also said this word. Do not worry about tomorrow. Do not live in the future and do not live in the past. Live in the present moment and enjoy every minute of it with your beloved ones, with your family, with your friends, with Jesus Christ, who present in your heart and life. Enjoy every moment and treasure every gift, the gift of today. So in two more days, we're going to have what? New Year! You all going to go partying? No? Spend a night at someone's house and eat a lot of candies and eat a lot of goodies. I don't know what you're going to do with your New Year Eve. But I know a lot of people in this world kind of concerned about the future, about their future. What's going to happen in the future? Am I going to still be working in this my same company? Am I still going to be, you know, alive next year? A lot of people worry. But this is one thing that I want you to know. Trust in Emmanuel. 2,000 years ago, Jesus came to this world. Matthew recorded it. It says, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jesus came to this world so that God can be with you anytime and any place, in any given situation that you have to go through. God was with us, God is with us, and God will be with us. You know what? Because He already came to this world. And that's all, that's why we have that Christmas story. That Jesus loves us so much that He come to this earth so that He can be with us. So anytime, in any situation, we should not be worried. We should never be so concerned about our life. I want to close with this. I want you to read it together. Ready? Go. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing. Not the future, not the present, no devil, no angels, nothing can separate us from the love of God. So as we begin, as we greet the day, today, and as we greet tomorrow, I want you to go home well assured that God is with you anytime, any moment, any circumstances. Amen. Let us pray. God, that's why you came to this earth, to give us reason to live, to give us reason to sing, to give us reason to praise your name. Because you have made this day for us to celebrate so that we can sing glory to your name all day long. So God, help us to greet the day, to greet tomorrow with assurance that you are going to be with us always. You're awesome, God, and we love you so much. Give us peace, joy, and love forever in this world. Even though our time is so limited, but every minute counts. And we want to enjoy every minute of it with you. In your amazing name, we pray. Amen. So we're going to close.